In a nondescript office in the heart of Rochester, agents from other divisions have moved in and suited up as ATF over the past year. And they've also hired four new guys in the last couple of weeks. A Rochester agent shares the latest with Charles Mulham from the ATF office in New York City.
We've had three armed robberies of commercial establishments over the past 48 hours.
The mayor said she wants to beef up the task force after a man was arrested for using an AK-47 assault rifle in a triple homicide on Genesee Street in August. This is the kind of thing Mulham says the ATF is prepared to handle.
We're very small, but per capita, we do a lot of work.
According to Mulham, more than 7,600 weapons were recovered in the state of New York last year. And of those, 435 were from Rochester.
There's a lot of money to be made in selling weapons. You can get some weapons that are $39, $49 retail in a southern state and then come up and into an area like this in New York and sell that same weapon for $300 or $400.
Every gun has a story to tell, and it's only through tracing it that investigators can discover its origin and how the weapon got to the scene where it was ultimately recovered. At the ATF office, Mulham has a table prepared to show me the firearms agents retrieved in the chain gang Wolfpack case that closed back in 2011. A total of 30 gang members were notorious for terrorizing the Beechwood neighborhood. They traded crack cocaine to get illegal guns and shot and killed a 15-year-old girl.
The girl that was killed in 2008, the shell casings were taken and entered into the NIBIN system. In 2010, when this weapon was recovered, it was then test fired, and a comparison was made between the casings from the actual homicide and the casing now from the test that was conducted on it.
Each gun has a unique fingerprint that includes the make, model, serial number, country of origin, and the caliber.
We have a revolver, older weapon, it's a Smith & Wesson, .38 caliber. Again, as you can see, almost the size of my hand, easily concealable.
Still, there's no federal law that defines gun trafficking as a crime. In October, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand outlined a second bid to try and change that.
From what I've reviewed on it, there are aspects to the bill that are addressing the straw purchasing two or more weapons and then having them trafficked. There are stiffer penalties with respect to these people that violate these laws and are trafficking weapons. So I see some good new legislation in that.
In Rochester, more ATF agents means more investigators focusing on tracing illegal guns. The logic here is this should lead to more convictions and ultimately less gun trafficking.
We want to put an end to that and as quickly as possible. And we want to do it in a way that none of us get hurt. And we want to do it in a way that we can do it quickly to get that area back to normal.
Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.